Inside Sun Air by Barrels by Alex Partners.
My name is Michaela Wallner. I am a senior associate at Barrels by Alex Partners, and I am excited to talk to you today about technology trends in the automotive industry.
And here's Annie Goes from Börsenradio, Germany's leading stock radio station for stock market news. Welcome. Yes, the automotive industry is facing crisis. You can choose to complain now, bury your head in the sand, or take action to do something about it. You can view this crisis as an opportunity, a chance to boost productivity, for instance, by cutting costs, and perhaps even increasing productivity through the use of artificial intelligence. Virtual assistance is the headline for this interview. You introduced yourself as Senior Vice President for Customer Experience and Technology. As an expert, what do you understand by virtual assistance?
Virtual assistance refers to software solutions that help perform specific tasks. These virtual assistants are AI-based and work somewhat like chatbots, but are a bit more advanced. We are familiar with chatbots. They were rule-based chatbots where an input occurred and then a predefined response was given. Nowadays, this solution has evolved so that, based on large language models, LLMs, they can provide contextual answers, meaning they can simulate real conversations and deliver personalized responses in real time. This allows them to simulate genuine interactions with people and perform specific tasks, making them usable in various areas within companies to increase efficiencies or improve interactions with customers at customer touchpoints, as we call them, whether on websites, in call centers, or similar.
That's an abbreviation used, LLM, which stands for Large Language Model. It's the technical term in the world of chatbots. It's not just about pre-prepared answers, but about making the user, the customer, feel as if they are really talking or texting with someone on the other side. You also mentioned customer touchpoints, which is also a technical term from digital marketing. What does that mean specifically?
Basically, there are two use cases for virtual assistants. The first is internally focused, supporting employees in the company to perform certain tasks. For example, if we want to take the customer perspective again or consider the interaction with the end customer, we can imagine in a call center where a call center employee receives a call and the virtual assistant helps them draft an email because it has listened to the conversation and understood the context, generating a response in real time that the call center employee can then send. On the other hand, there is also the possibility to use these virtual assistants on a website. For example, before I buy a vehicle, I configure it. First, I choose the color, what equipment it has, which is usually a somewhat complex process that requires a lot of knowledge or questions from the user. Then this virtual assistant helps by allowing me to ask questions in normal language or through regular text inputs, providing answers and giving me more information, supporting me in the configuration much better than if I try to configure the car alone on the website.
To stick with this example, let's assume I want to have a car configured for me. What can this chatbot do better than a charming saleswoman I trust?
Firstly, we have the issue of availability. A car dealership has certain opening hours. These virtual assistants, being software solutions, can be available to customers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This means I can offer my customers better service and support in buying and configuring the car around the clock. That's a solid advantage. On the other hand, virtual assistants also offer benefits in terms of changing customer needs. There is a growing desire among end customers to be able to help themselves, to find information on their own, and not rely solely on going to the dealership to get information about the vehicles. This means that virtual assistants can help support customers and immediately satisfy their information needs, quickly, in real time, contextually, and in a truly personalized manner.
Where do we stand in this process now? Do these bots already exist? Are they still in the experimental phase? Do they already work properly? What are the first experiences in field tests? And who are ultimately the providers?
Basically, I believe 2024 was the year of experimentation. And there are already the first use cases where these virtual assistants are live. Whether in the automotive industry, there are cases where vehicles are configured with the help of AI, as well as with larger retailers operating globally or across Europe, there are already possibilities to use virtual assistants to browse the assortment. As I said, 2024 was the phase of experimentation, and virtual assistants are already being considered the tech trend for next year. So the question is no longer whether to implement them, but rather how far along you are in the process. because it's clear to everyone that they are a good way to become more efficient and increase customer satisfaction. What we are currently observing, as we are heavily engaged in discussions with our customers, is that we have already identified individual use cases and are in the stage of implementing these various virtual assistants for specific business processes and drawing roadmaps on how to scale them over the next few years.
What role does Barrels by Alex Partners play? Why are you dealing with this topic?
Mainly, we support our customers in the automotive and mobility sector in all matters across the entire value chain. Becoming more efficient, optimizing processes, and finding new innovative solutions. Accordingly, when we talk about what is currently a big hype or the current topic, we also help to make the most of the new technological possibilities. Exactly. Barrels by Alex Partners aims to identify what the various use cases are, where AI plays a role, where economic potentials can actually be raised, and we have significant expertise in understanding where the corresponding solutions, such as virtual assistants, actually make sense, where they can be profitably used, where companies can achieve great cost savings and increase effectiveness. On the other hand, through the merger of Barrels by Alex Partners, we have access to much greater expertise from other industries, which we can then transfer to the automotive industry.
How do you determine which system fits? There are certainly a multitude of providers. What questions do you ask your customers to find the perfect match?
Exactly. It's very important to first understand what the actual use case or the specific problem to be solved is. We are also basically talking about software solutions. So it's always important to understand what the current software landscape is. That means which solution can be integrated, because a software solution works best when it's integrated into the current software landscape. These are very important points. Another crucial aspect with AI solutions is data. These are AI models that need to be trained on a certain data input. Therefore, it's very important to understand what the database is that I have with the customer. Are the relevant data actually available? What conditions do I have to create so that this AI application can be implemented? I look at what the conditions are regarding data availability. For the various AI models, especially with virtual assistants, there are different solutions. There is always the possibility of building the software solutions myself if I have those capabilities in-house. But because these LLM models that we need for virtual assistants can often be licensed from the open market, there is also the option to build it yourself. Therefore, we also look at the maturity level, how experienced the employees are, how the overall knowledge of AI is currently structured, and then determine the best technology partner for the customer to implement this solution. Whether you build it yourself, partner with a smaller company that has built specialized applications, or use pre-made solutions provided by other larger software vendors.
So what is our conclusion? 2024 is the year of testing and transitioning. What will happen from 2025 and in the following years? How much will virtual assistants revolutionize the market? And what savings will ultimately be possible?
Let me start with the last question. What kind of savings are fundamentally possible? Of course, it depends on what the actual use case is for the customer, which costs are to be addressed and saved, and what efficiency gains can be achieved, meaning which key figures I look at. Therefore, there is no simple answer like the ROI is X percent. It's very individual, but fundamentally, these solutions are being treated as a technology trend for the next year. Therefore, we are all convinced that it is definitely a positive business case, to put it that way. It's always the same thing with technology investments. In the first year, there are higher costs because you have to invest in the technology, build it, integrate it, and then the return comes in the following years. The big conclusion, where the journey is heading, is definitely the topic for 2025. I also believe that people will develop to the point where their hesitations will gradually decrease, that people, the end customers, will get used to talking to a machine, knowing that they are talking to a virtual assistant, thereby minimizing their hesitations, and the demand for virtual assistants or the need for virtual assistants being introduced will increase immensely. There are also various figures that confirm that the market for virtual assistants is growing extremely. Numbers predict up to a 35% growth rate in this market. Therefore, for us, it's the technology trend for the next year. Now is the time to lay foundations. Which business case and which use case do I start with? And how do I then scale the solution to other markets and other use cases? And how do I enable the automation of more complex processes across different platforms or steps?
Michaela Wallner from Barrels by Alex Partners has shown us the world of virtual assistants in the automotive industry. So in the future, we will talk less to flesh and blood salespeople who help us configure a vehicle and more with AI-based chatbots. And they will be able to talk to us in a way that we won't even notice. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you, Andreas, for your time in the interview.
Barrels by Alex Partners. The expertise of our top management consultants extends across the complete value chain of automobility, from long-term strategic planning to operational performance improvements. Based on our automobility thought leadership, Barrels by Alex Partners stand out with their broad experience, their profound industry knowledge, their innovative problem-solving competence, and last but not least, their entrepreneurial thinking. Thanks for listening, and until next time.